The city feels different on a Tuesday. The fog from Sunday has burned off into a low, gray sky, and the pavements are full of people actually going somewhere. I had my first proper working day here, if you can call sitting in cafes and walking in circles work, but that is the job for now, and it gave me a glimpse of what real Pretena life looks like away from the weekend crowds. I started the morning at Cafeteria La Ideal because I wanted to see the place in daylight. On Sunday night, the Milonga was all shadow and bandoneon. On a Tuesday morning, it is just a grand, tired old lady of a cafe, all marble and worn velvet, with old men reading newspapers and a waitress who called me Querida. Without looking up, a cafe con leche there set me back about 4,000 pesos, which is roughly $4, and worth every centavo for the feeling of stepping back 100 years. It is the kind of place where you order a coffee and feel like you should also be ordering a letter to be posted by horse. From there, I walked up towards the Microcentro. It is a strange part of the city, all narrow streets and imposing granite banks, and the winter light makes the stone look even grayer. I wanted to see Plaza de Mayo in the middle of a working day, not on a sleepy Sunday. The difference is stark. On Sunday, it felt like a museum square. On Tuesday, it is the engine room of the country. There is a constant hum of traffic and protest and commerce. The Casa Rosada is there, that unmistakable pink palace, and the Catedral Metropolitana on one side, the Cabildo on the other. It is a lot of history packed into one open space. I stood for a while and watched people with briefcases and bags of groceries cross the plaza and tried to imagine all the things those stones have witnessed, from the 1810 revolution to the Madres de Plaza de Mayo still circling the pyramid every Thursday. I have been wrestling with the question of where to live, and a Tuesday morning is the best time to look at it honestly. I went to view a flat in Palermo, the second one in 2 days, because the Tango Festival buzz means the city is about to fill up and I want to stop sleeping in a guest house. This one was a modest one-bedroom near the edge of Palermo Soho now that the Sunday market crowds had gone back to wherever they come from. The agent quoted me around 600,000 pesos a month, which, depending on how you squint at the exchange rate, is something in the region of $650. For a one-bedroom in a trendy barrio, that is about the going rate right now. The building had a tiny courtyard, and the flat had an old tile floor that I immediately loved. But the landlord wanted a 2-year contract and a guarantee from an Argentine property owner, which, of course, I do not have. This is the classic expat puzzle. There are ways around it with surety insurance or paying several months up front, but it is a puzzle nonetheless. I did not sign anything. Instead, I took the sub to the other end of the city, because if you're going to think about rental contracts, you might as well do it on a moving train. And I heard that from the 3rd of August, the General Urquiza Station on Line E is closed for about 3 months of renovation, and Tribunals on Line D is also shut. I would not have known, but my SIM card finally got all its settings right, and the city's transit alert popped up. I have to say, the SUB card system itself is clever. It is one card for the metro and the buses, and a ride costs somewhere around 1,000 pesos, about a dollar, so it is not going to break the bank while I am flat hunting. There is a kind of logic to this city, once you get past the paperwork, and the logic is usually held together by a piece of plastic with a chip in it. The reason I wanted to see the Centro on a weekday was the Feria de Editors, which I had read was starting on Thursday. It is a free, independent publisher's book fair, with more than 300 small presses from Latin America and Spain coming together for a few days. It is apparently a big deal for anyone who loves the smell of ink and the feel of a good argument. I walked past the venue, which is in a cultural center not far from the federal offices, and I could see them setting up tables of books. This is the quiet week before the Tango Festival and Mundial begin on the 19th, but the city is already getting ready for something. There is a hum of preparation, like the air before a storm, except the storm is made of bandoneons and paperbacks. And speaking of tango, I stumbled into something on my way back that I had not planned. There is a cultural center in San Telmo that runs afternoon workshops during the winter, and I saw a sign that said Milonga para principiantes with no price shown, which usually means it is cheap or free. I went up the stairs and found a small, high-ceilinged room with a parquet floor and a group of maybe 10 people, all of us feeling hugely self-conscious. A patient woman with gray hair and a man who smelled faintly of cigarettes and mint, he taught us the basic box step. There is nothing romantic about learning to tango. It is counting, always counting, and trying not to look at your feet while also absolutely needing to look at your feet. I have decided it is like learning to walk again, but with someone else's legs attached to yours. The workshop gave me a new respect for the whole thing. Tango is not just music you listen to, it is a conversation you have with your body and someone else's. By the end of the hour, I could do the box step with something approaching confidence, if not grace. My partner was a man from Cordoba who was in the city for work and who had the same idea as me, which was to hide indoors and learn something. We were both terrible, which made it easier. After we finished, we sat in a corner and he told me about his grandmother, who danced tango in the 40s in the clubs along the river. He said she always told him that tango is the feeling of missing something you have not lost yet. I think that is the best definition I have heard. And it made me think about this city, which is full of people who are always slightly missing something, even when they are standing right in the middle of it. That evening, I wanted something simple and warm, so I walked down to a place near the old docks called Bodegon de la 12. It is a classic bodegon, which is the Argentine version of a no-nonsense, family-run restaurant with white tablecloths and huge portions. I sat at a small table and ordered a glass of Malbec and a plate of provolita, which is just grilled provolone cheese, but it is a religious experience when the cheese is this good. The place was full of locals, not a tourist menu in sight, and my dinner for one came to about 25,000 pesos, which is around $25 or $30. It felt like a fair deal for the amount of cheese involved. After dinner, I took the long way back to my guest house. The city at night in winter is a different animal. The streets are quieter, and the cold keeps people moving. But there is still a hum of life in the cafes, and the few people out walking their dogs or heading to late milongas. I walked along Avenida de Mayo, past the Palacio Brollo, which is this strange, lighthouse-topped building that is supposed to be modeled on Dante's Divine Comedy. At night, with its red light glowing, it looks like a steamship sailing through the dark. I thought about the conversation at the Milonga about missing something and about this city that seems to have perfected the art of melancholy and joy at the same time. I got back to my room and checked my messages. There is still no word on the Palermo flat, but there is a note from a woman I met on the first day who knows a guy who knows a guy who might have a lead on a temporary sublet. These things take time, and Buenos Aires has a way of reminding you that the city runs on its own clock. It is a Tuesday, and the world is still spinning. Tomorrow is another day of paperwork and coffee, and if I am lucky, another chance to not step on someone's toes. This is what I am learning about this place. It is not the city of the postcards. It is a city of layers, and the layers take time to peel back. You have to sit through the slow afternoons, the bureaucratic mornings, the evenings that turn into nights without you noticing. But when you do, when the rhythm finally starts to make sense, there's nothing else like it. Hasta mañana, whether you are in Buenos Aires or just dreaming about it.